With Ani Bava Kama this year, so the Masechta begins with two different types of Nizik, and you have Niske Adam HaNazik, and then you have Niske Mamono. Torah says that I'm responsible for the Hezekim that my behemoth causes. The Mishnah and the Gemara have an expression that's repeated a few times, Omamoincha Ushmirasan Alecha. If it's yours, if the animal belongs to you, then you're responsible for the shmir. So Tosis points out more than once, Mamaincha is labdavke. It's not always going to be Mamaincha. A lot of times it's, the Torah says, Bal habor yishalem. How is he the Bal habor? He dug the bor in the Rishus HaRabim. So you see that Asiyas HaMazik makes me into the Bal HaMazik. If I own the animal, then for sure I'm the Bal HaMazik. I own the animal, it's Mamaincha, literally, Oshmiras and Alecha. We had a brisa somewhere, Abo Nichnasu Tachas HaBailim. Anybody remember where that was? Abo Nichnasu. Here, Mem Hei Amar Aleph. The last 10 lines. Tana Rabban, Abo Nichnasu Tachas HaBailim. Who are they, Abo? I have an animal and I either lend it to you or I rent it out to you or I ask you to be the Shemachinam, you ask you to be the Shemasocha, and you accept the deal. You accept to become the Shemer or you agree to be the Shoyl. So the din is, these are Bo Shemerim, Abo Nichnasu Tachas HaBailim. Even though the animal doesn't belong to the Shemachinam, the Shoyl, that's the Socha, the Socher. But it's understood that since he's taking it away from the Bailim will not be able to watch it. So it's understood that the Shomer has the obligation to watch. Shmiras on Alecha, because Shmiras on Alecha, so therefore he's the Bal HaMazik now. Or let's say if a ganef steals a behema, that's a Gemara in Hakainais. Here, the top Tosfos on Nun Vav on the base. We learned this when we learned the beginning of the Masechta. The top Tosfos on Nun Vav on the base. So the Gemara says, Pshita, the Gemara Tosfos quotes the top line. Pshita, Kevin the Afkua, Kaimale Bushuse Lechomile. The Ganef who steals the animal, calls man the animal was in my corral, it was in my barn, so it's my, I'm the owner, so it's my responsibility to watch it. And if it does a damage, it was my obligation to watch it. But the minute the ganav steals it, so what the ganav have in mind? So if the ganav just breaks the fence down in order that the animal should run loose, but he doesn't make a kinyaganav, he doesn't take it for himself, so he's another mamazik on letting the animal run loose. I'm not going to have my animal anymore because he broke down the fence, the animal's going to run away, he's going to run to the forest. So maybe he's an Adam HaMazik, maybe he's an Adam HaMazik for me, that I don't have my animal anymore. But if the animal will make a hezek now, so is the Ganav Chayiv. So the Tosis says, no, b'hotziyu l'goyzla ayri masnisin. Kinimuki lo b'Yerushalmi. If the Ganav steals it, intending to keep it for himself. Yesterday we ran through a whole bunch of dinim that depend on Kinyan Gedeva. The Gazan hands him, himotzi, b'yodo, b'shuso, hagbo, m'shiche. When the Ganav makes a kinyaganeva, so that's relevant for Kefil, for Chiyavonsin, for Ptur Tashmishin, it's also relevant for this din. If the Gazlan steals it, intending to keep it for himself, then the Gazlan takes over the Chayv Shmira. So the owner used to be in my barn, so it was my responsibility to watch it. Now that the Ganav steals it, he gets a kinyaganeva, so it's understood he's Mukhib to watch it. If just Partsua listim, the listim break down the fence that the animal should run away, that I should have I should suffer a hefsid. I shouldn't have the animal, but he's not stealing it for himself. Then Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that the gazlan is not chayv in the nezikin that are going to occur. Abo nichnasu tachas habanim, that brisa where it was on Mem Heim and Aleph, that's if the shomer takes it over. So Tosfos pointed out that mamoncha shmiras on alecha is lav davke. You don't take it literally all the time mamoncha. Sometimes it's not mamoncha. And still Shemiras and Alecha. The Torah says, Balabor Yishalem. How is he the Balabor? So he's the Balabor because he dug a bor in the Rishus HaRam. Ki yiftach yishbor, ki yichrish bor. Aliske psicha kri, he did asiyas hamazik. He created the mazik. That's what we had a strange Rashi. We're soon going to get up to it again. The Gemara is going to have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish with ishim mishum chitza or ishim mishum amono. So Rashi writes, what's the difference with ishim mishum chitza and ishim mishum amono? Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos Dibra Maschol ishim mishum amono. There are two. One is ishim mishum chitza. One is ishim mishum amono. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that the fire has to belong to me. Tosfos quotes Rashi says, look at the last two lines in the Tosfos ishim mishum amono. And Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Well, look at Pirish Akuntris, the Pirish, the Ika Benah, Adli Begachel Shein Shaloi. If you hold Isha Mishum Amono, so if the Gachel doesn't belong to me, I take someone else's torch and I burn down and I leave it over here and the whole house burns down. So since the fire wasn't mine, the fire belongs to a different person, so it's not Mamono. If it's Isha Mishum Chitz of Yechayb, it's Isha Mishum Amono, it's not my mom and I'm not Chayb. So Taisa says that that's not correct. That's not correct. Asiyas HaMazik makes me into the Bala Mazik. Even though the Eish is not mine, the Gachelis is someone else's. But because I put the Gachelis in a location where it can cause the damage, so that's called Asiyas HaMazik. So I'm called the Bala Mazik. Fine. So the two kinds of Bala Mazik. One is if I'm the Baila Medini Mominis. If I own the behemoth, it's understood it's my responsibility to watch that it shouldn't make any hezek. And one is, if I did asiyas hamazik, like digging a buck, yiftach ishbak, yichrish bor, I take someone else's gachelus and then I put it in a mokam aturfa, a mokam where it can cause a hezek. So here the Gemara quotes, we got up to the Gemara quotes a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. What's a din? I have a backyard, and I have a fence around the backyard. No one has a right to go in my backyard. It's my private property. And then I dig a bore in the middle of my backyard. So is that called Asiyas HaMazik? Don't come in my backyard. You're not supposed to be trespassing in my rishus. So that's not called Asiyas HaMazik. What if I mafke the whole backyard? I take down the fences and I mafke the whole backyard. So now it becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. So the act of hafkara is called Asiyas HaMazik. Usually the Chumash says, Ki yiftach yishbor, ki yichrish yishbor. The kriya or the psiche is called Asiyas HaMazik. Here, he dug the bor when there was a fence around it and the whole area belonged to him. So that wasn't the kriya was not Asiyas HaMazik. But then Lady Ram, when he takes down the fence and he's mafke the bor, so the hafkara is the asiyas hamazik. So that's Gemara's later. Rashi refers you to the Gemara's later. Here Rashi refers it. The kamam perak shoshanok sapar daf mem tesam and beis. That's hifke rishus of the hifke boro. If he's mafke the whole rishus with the bor, so the act of hafkara is the asiyas hamazik. What if he's hifke rishus of a lo hifke boro? Then what's the din? So Rashi quotes, the Gemara alludes to the fact that there is an issue. So Rashi tells you it's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. The pligilele kamon. What's the shaila? If hifke rishus, so I dug a bor in my backyard when there was a fence around it. So that's not called Asiyas HaMazik. And then I mafke the whole rishus except for the bor. So the bor belongs to me, mamish. But I was never mafke the bor, so nobody has the right to fall into the bor. Nobody has the right to climb into the bor. So is hifke rishus or hifke bor, that act of being mafke the rishus, and not be, if I mafke everything, so that act of hafkara is asiyas hamazik. If I'm hifke rishus, well, hifke bor, so no one has a right to go to the bor, so no one's going to get hurt. So that's, Rashi quotes, that's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, is hifke rishus, well, hifke bor, is that considered asiyas hamazik? What's the shaila? Let's say there's a dangerous cliff. If you lean over, you fall over. So people have a right to go to the edge of the cliff, but then it's not safe. You can the wind is blowing there, the wind can blow you, you can lose your balance, you can faint, and you can get frightened, and you can fall over. So here, I was mafka the whole backyard except for the bor. So no one has a right to go into the bor. So the act of hafkara, so one time is of the opinion, the act of hafkara of the whole rishus and not the bor, it is not asiyas hamas, because no one has a right to be in the bor. The other Tana says, what are you talking about? But the bor is mamish, he's mafka the whole rishus around and around, only the bor belongs to him. So he's the bala bor literally. He's the bala bor literally. But it's not a, is it a takola for the bnei rishus harabim? If they don't have the right to go there, so maybe the act of hafkara is not, hafkara sarishus doesn't constitute asiyas hamazik, because no one has a right to be in the bor. Or do you say, no, it's mamish on the edge. So everyone has a right to walk up until the bor, up until the bor, and then memela, people are going to fall in. So the hifke rishus, so even though lo hifke boro, so that's a machlokes hatanoi. Is that considered asiyas hamazik or not? So what does it have to do with our daf? So the Gemara says there was at the time the Gemara was written down, the days of the Gonim, they remembered that there was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but there were two versions totally different from each other. Two versions. What was the nekudas machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel? So the way it started, mamish in the middle of the Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara said, "Amar Rav Abim Mechazeres." So Shmuel Amafil Mechazeres Nami Potter. So it's a machlekes. What's the din by Mechazeres? What does it mean Mechazeres? Shem Birshus Rabim is not Chayv. Shem is only Chayv. Shem Biragam is only Chayv. Bchatzvan Nizik Gedir Bistei Acher. So the shaila is, what's called Birshus Rabim? When is it called Chatzvan Nizik? When the animal walks normally. So it's not going to be able to nibble. The other guy has his food on the side, on the tzidei rishus harabim. But the animal can easily turn its head. The animal is walking in the middle of the street, can easily turn its head. It's not so far away. And without climbing up on the sidewalk. They have the sidewalks on either side are for the people, and the middle of the street is for the behemoths. You have in the old cities of Eretz Yisrael, the middle of the street is so narrow because it's not for automobiles. Automobiles can't fit there. Only behemoths can go there. So if the animal climbs up to the tzidei rishus harabim, so then that's considered chatzvan nizik. Gegon d'shapka sol rechava ve'ozl v'koma b'tzidei rechava. There's a step going down. Not such a big step. It's only two, three inches. But still, the behemoths have enough seichel that they know. They're supposed to walk in the middle of the street. They're trained like that. So if shavkes salarachava, the animal leaves the middle of the street. So that's called chatzran nizik. But if the animal walking in the street, the animal normally walks and has his head down and it nibbles whatever food is on the ground. If the animal picks its head up and it leans a little bit over, it leans its head mechazeres, it can easily eat the food that's on the tzidei rechava. The tzidei rechava is only 2-3 inches higher than the street. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, according to the first version, according to the first girsa. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Rab says, Ubi mechazeres is considered chotzran nizik, so shem b'shus anizik, ipay nezik sholem. And Shmuel says, Afil mechazeres nami, the only shavkeso l'rechava, that's called Shem B'shus HaNizik. But Mechazeres is also only Chai Mashanenes, because it's Dina K'Shus Rab. So that's the first version. Then the Gemara says, Ika Di Amri, by the time the Gemara was written down, days of the Goinim, so they already had two versions of what the Machlekes Rav Shmuel was. So Ika Di Amri, the second version was Mechazeres Kelam La Pligida Chayeves, that is called Chatzar HaNizik. Just like Shavka Sol HaRechava, Vazla Bekam Ebtzide HaRechava, that's Chatzar HaNizik, so Mechazeres is also. So when is it not Chatzar HaNizik? If the animal is walking straight with its head down and it nibbles food that's on the ground. But if it has to twist its head a little bit, it's already Chatzar HaNizik. So, but they had a tradition, there is a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, so what were they fighting about? So the Gemara says, Keep Ligi, yeah, there was a Machlekes, the Makta Makam Shusa Lushusa Rabim. His city, his property line really goes over here. But he indented his house, or his shop, in order to have a little space, a couple of feet in front of the house, to leave his fruits there, to leave his things there. So that's the shaila. What, he was mafker the couple of feet in front of his house? No. If he's mafker, then it's mamish rishus harabim. Then it's mamish rishus harabim. The answer is he wasn't mafker it. It belongs to him, strictly speaking, it belongs to him. But he gives the b'nei rishus harabim the right to go over there. So that was a suggestion. That's the second version. If the animal is mechazeres, what are we assuming now? Mechazeres is considered ubir b'stei acher. Avol maktem mokem b'shus u'shus harabim. That's real shen b'shus harabim. Because the behema doesn't even have to twist its head. The behema just walking straight. Instead of walking straight in the street, the behema is going to walk the first couple of feet to the side also. Because he didn't build this house up there, he indented his house. So just like the behema walks straight in the streets, it can walk a little bit over here in front of his house. So the first opinion, maktem mokem b'shusay, maktem mokem b'shusay l'shusay rabim, is considered shem b'shusay rabim. So if the animal eats it, it'll be potter. Ushmola mafila maktem mokem b'shusay rabim is also chayeves. So what does this depend on? So the pashtus is, the Gemara is going to say, Omalach Rav on the last line. I was going to say, it's a shaila. What's the definition of bir b'stei acher? How do you define what's b'shus hanizik, a bir b'stei acher, and what's b'shus harabim? Like we had before, a machloikis between Ilfo and Raboshia. Where was that Ilfo? Ready, forgot. Tony Ilfo. Omar Ulfa here, the sixth line from the top on Chofa Menal. Be'ema b'shus harabim u'poshta tzavor v'ochlam ha'gabi chaberto. So Ulfa is of the opinion it's called shen b'shus harabim if the behema is walking with its head down. Behemas usually go with the head down. And it nibbles food on the ground. So that's shen b'shus harabim. But if the behema picks its head up and it nibbles the food ha'gabi chaberto on the back of the other animal, the Ilfa is of the opinion that that's called Ubir Biste Acher, that is Chayv Nezek Sholem. The Bala Behem is Chayv Nezek Sholem for that. So the Gemara says, do we have any support? Ilfa was an Amora. He learned Pacharus with the Rabbi Yechanan until he decided he wants to get rich. So he traveled around the world, he went into business. So the Gemara says, is there any Brisa that supports Ilfa's Chiddush? Lema Messiah Le. Why? What does it say? Hosek Posma. There's a Brisa. So the Gemara says, so sounds like Ilfa's din. Gemara says, no, maybe it's Kiderova the Amarova Bikofetzis. It's not right. So we're not sure whether we should accept Ilfa's opinion or not. Rava, the Gemara takes Rava's comment on a different brisa. Gemara quotes Hadom Raboshia. The original memory of Rava was on Raboshia's brisa. A difference between hochel v'yochlo and omda v'yochlo. Mar says, why should it make a difference? Hochel v'yochlo, holcha urche, omda is also urche. So there should both be shen, b'shus harabim, there should both be potter. So the Gemara says, omda v'yochlo means kofetzes. So what does it mean, kofetzes, and therefore what? So that's a big machlokes here. So Rashi learns, kofetzes, the animal jumped and it made a hezek. That's mishuna. So the animal jumps and makes a hezek, that's Karen. So Karen is chayv chatzi nezek, even b'shus harabim. It's problematic because it doesn't say chatzi nezek. It says, holch v'yoch l'ptur omda v'yoch l'chayevis. Chayevis pashib shat means chayevis nezek sholem. And Rav interprets kofetzes, so chayevis means chatzi nezek. It's problematic. So that's why the Rif, apparently, there's a long milchamas here. The Rif doesn't read straight. So the Muhammad explains that the Rif understood the Gemara not like Rashi. He said the Rashi is problematic, just like the Tosfos says on Chofala from an Aleph, the third Tosfos from the top. The Maskal Obimechazeres. So the Gemara had a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel by Mechazeres, if the animal sticks its neck out and it eats the peris on the tzidei rishus harabim, didn't have to shavka sol rechava v'yosol rechava b'tzidei rechava. The animal didn't have to walk up on the sidewalk. The animal's in the middle of the street, a little narrow middle of the street, but the animal just machazeres. It twists its neck a little bit and it nibbles the food on the side. So that was a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. So why is one of the opinion mechazeres is chayiv? So Tosis quotes the pirish acher shel Rashi. It says that the pirish on the Mishnah, pirish, we saw it yesterday. The Rashi on the Mishnah on Yud Tesam base. So Rashi on the Mishnah says mechazeres chayevis mishum keren the mishunahu. So Tosis says because of the pirusha, why the yod the mishalem is mashi zikam mashman nezik shalom. Mishalem sounds like it's Nezik Shalom. So that's the taina that the Ramban has against Rashi on Kofetzes. It says in the Braisa of Raboshi on Chofim and Aleph, Be'emu b'shusen holcha b'yochla p'tura, omdo b'yochla chayevis. So Rashi interprets, omdo b'yochla chayevis chatzi Nezik, because it's Mishuna, because it's Kofetz. But it says chayevis. It doesn't say Mishalem is chatzi Nezik. So that's why the Ramban interprets that the Rif understood differently. Kofetzes means the animal jumped from the middle of the street, like the Gemara says on the next daf. Shavka sol rechava v'ozol v'chama b'tzidah rechava. The animals normally walk in the middle of the street. The animal leaves the middle of the street, climbs up 2 inches on the sidewalk, and walks over there and eats the peiris. So that's what the Gemara says. That's called tzidah rechava. That's called Shem B'Shus HaNizik. So Kofetz also means the animal wasn't walking where it's normally supposed to go. The animal jumps to a different location where it normally doesn't go there. It's not that it's Mishuna. It's considered Shem B'Shus HaNizik. Kofetz means it's considered. In order to get to eat the pears over there, the animal had to jump to a different location. So that's Shem B'Shus HaNizik. So that's what the Gemara is going to say on the bottom line here. On Chof Aleph and Aleph. The machlokes Rabbi Shmuel by Maktzah Mokam Mishusa Lushusa Rabbim, whether the animal, if it goes straight, the animal when it goes straight is not going to be able to eat this stuff. But the guy was Maktzah Mokam, he indented his house, he didn't build his house where the property line ends, he indented it a little bit that he'll be able to leave his peiris in front of his house. He wasn't mafkirit. If he's mafkir, then mamish, then it's Shem B'Shus HaRabim. He wasn't mafkir, it belongs to him. But he allows all the animals to go. So that's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, on the last line on the Omid, going over to the top of Omid Beis, is that considered Shem B'Shus HaRabim, that's Potter? Is that considered Shem B'Shus HaNizik? It still belongs to me. I wasn't mafkir, but I allow everyone to go there. So that's a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel. But initially, the Gemara thought the machlekes where the Maktzah Mokam is Chayva Potter is based on a whole different story. Based on what? So Rashi explained, Rashi and Tess explained, based on the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Aleph. What's the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Aleph? So we have a rule. We have cases where people are Chayv Misa, cases where people are Chayv Malchus, and cases where people are Chayv Mammon. That's what Seder Nezikin is all about. Then we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We didn't talk about it yesterday. There is a Braisa in Sanhedrin. The Braisa appears of all places. It happens to be in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis was written down at the time that the rest of the Mishnayos was still not written down. The Torah Shebal Peh was still being recited Bal Peh. So that's why Rashi writes a Masechah Shabbos called Megillas Tainis, because it was written B'Ksav. How come they were allowed to write Megillas Tainis? Because it doesn't really have any halachas. It just tells you, it goes Nisanir Siv, and it goes in the order of the months, and it lists off all the additional Yamim Tovim that HaChacham instituted during the period of the Bayi Sheni. That's what we spoke about recently, yesterday, the other day. I don't know that in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, there was a big machlokes going on for generations and generations after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in the year 70. That was in the middle of the Tkufas HaTanoim. Many of the Tanoim lived after the Churban HaBayis. till the days of the Amoraim. That was quite a while. There was a few centuries whether the Amitavim and Megillas Tainus should still be observed even after the Churban HaBayis or not. So finally, the Psak HaMekubal was that all the Amitavim and Megillas Tainus were Batlu, because there's no more Beis HaMikdash. What are you celebrating? All the Amitavim and Megillas Tainus revolve about things that happened at the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing to celebrate about. With the two exceptions of Chanukah and Purim. Apparently, Chanukah and Purim not only have a Shaychus with the second Beis HaMikdash, they have a Shaychus with the third Beis HaMikdash as well. So we're still celebrating Chanukah and Purim al Shem HaOsid. So Megillas Tainus just lists off all the holidays, and it gives you the historical background. It tells you which ones are Asa B'Tainus, and which ones are even Asa B'Hespet, which ones are Asa even the day before, which ones are Asa even the day after. Lefnei Meleachrei. Then it has a little bit about Chanukah, so it says about Hadlokas HaNeiros. It doesn't have too many halachas. So that's why they wrote it down, because basically it just lists off the history. It gives the dates of the holidays and it tells you the historical background. But every couple of pages in Megillas Tainus, it's a tiny little book, so every couple of pages they have a halacha thrown in. So this is one of the few halachas that you have. This braisa on Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the middle, in Sanhedrin in the middle. Here it says on the margin it's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin as well as a Tosefta in Maseches Negoim. What is a Tosefta say? Shamati Amr Ablazer Ben Yankim. Shamati, I have an old tradition from earlier generations. Shebezin Makam Yonchin Shaloi Men Adin. Bezin has the right to administer Misa Shaloi Kedin and Malkis Shaloi Kedin and to penalize a person, Hefke Bezin Hefke, to make him pay money, to burn down his house, to destroy his property, to beat him up, to do all kinds of things. If they feel that it's necessary, so then Bezin Makam Shaloi Men Adin. So they tell a story that a man once rode horseback on Shabbos when the Tanoi made the examinatory, allowed a ride on a horse. You're not allowed to put a package on the horse that the horse should carry it in the street. That's Shvisas Behemto, to make the animal carry a bundle. But to make the animal carry a person, we say Achayna says Atzmai. So that's not called carrying. So that's Mutam in HaTorah. To ride a horse is not a violation in HaTorah. But I mean, the Rabbanan, they prohibited it. Why? Shem Gzeir Shem Yachter Zmorah. We're afraid it may break off a branch. Because that was the normal way when people would ride a horse, so they would break off a branch from the tree in order to hit the animal. So breaking off a branch is a malach of kotzer. So you're not allowed to ride horseback, not because of you causing the horse to carry you, even if you're heavy. That's achayna says atzmai. It's also because of gzeirah shem yachter zmeir. So if the person rides horseback on Shabbos, not chayv misa, he's not chayv malchus. He only violated an aver de rabbanon. So they went and they gave him the death penalty. Have you the bezem sakluhu? Lamim pnei sheroy lekach, not that he deserved it. Although shalshot zvicha lekach, the chachamim had just instituted this gzera, and this wise guy is going to violate the gzera in front of all the rabbis. So no one's going to observe the gzera. So they felt halshot zvicha lekach. Then another occasion, the Gemara says someone did an act of pritzis. He had tashmish with his wife in public, tachas hateino, and everybody was watching. Have you the bezna milhulku? And they gave them malchus. There's no loisesa. You only, strictly speaking, you only get malchus. The whole perikela and aloiken is based on the fact that you darshan smuchim and chumish dvarim. So in chumish dvarim it says v'hayon bin hakosa rasha, right next to the pasuk of lasach smshar bedisha. So the Gemara says that's the klal. All the tanoim subscribe to that klal. Who gets malchus? One violates another. That's similar to lasach smshar bedisha. So he didn't. There is no law in the Torah. It's not derech eretz to have tashmish in public. But there is no law in the Torah that says that it's aser. So elam tnei shalshot zvicha lekach. There was so much preaching going on, so they felt that they have to stop it. So based on that, we have a din also that hefker bezden, if they feel it's necessary, have the right to be mafker someone's money. So what are some examples of hefker bezden? So the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Aleph and the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis give you a whole discussion. So they give the Mishnah has an example on Lamed Amud Aleph. Kol hamakalkalim b'shus harabim. A person leaves his something in the middle of the street. He leaves hay in the street in the hope that the animals and the people will walk on it and it'll get rotten and it'll collect the manure from the animals and he'll be able to use that rotten stuff as fertilizer when he wants to plant something in his field later on. Yeah, that's very nice, but he's mekalkel in the Rishus HaRam. Someone can trip. The behemoth can trip. He's making a bor b'Rishus HaRam, so he's not allowed to do that. So it says, call him mekalkel in the Rishus HaRam. He leaves a bor in the Rishus HaRam, the Hiziku, and someone got hurt. Chayom l'shalom. That's bor b'Rishus HaRam. You have to pay. V'chol ha'koyde bohem zocha. And whoever wants to has a right to grab it and keep it. V'chol ha'koyde bohem zocha. Where is that in the Chumash? Hizik l'chayom l'shalom. That's told at a bor. Bor is when you dig the chiyftach bor, ki yichshish bor. And if you leave avdan sekein ma'asah shenich m'shus harab me'hiziku, that's a told at a bor. That was the first daf in Bava Kamma. But what's over here? What kind of a din is this? Kalakodim hemzocha. So the Gemara said that's a penalty midirabbanim. Kalakodim hemzocha to serve as a deterrent. We don't want people to put the kalkalim in the middle of the b'shus harabim. Someone's going to get hurt. So if you did it, they declared hefka bezn hefka. They penalize you. How far did they penalize you? How much did they penalize you? Why did the people leave the tevin and the kasha in the middle of the shu? Hamotzi astivna v'kasha l'shus harabim. He leaves the tevin and the kasha in the shus harabim lizvolim. He hopes that zevul will accumulate and it's going to rot and get ruined and it's going to turn into good stuff that he'll be able to use as fertilizer later on. So then we say, whoever wants can grab it and keep it. So what motivates the person to leave the tev and the kasha and the mshus harabim? He hopes that's going to be more valuable to him. He'll be able to use it as fertilizer. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Rav and Zeiri. To what extent were they mafkir? Here it's on the second line from the top. On laman amin beis. Amar Rav, not only were they mafkir the shvach, they're even mafkir the gufa dova. Omar Rav, bein begufan, bein mishvachan. Ziri disagrees, only bishvachan. Avaloi begufan. He left heaven the kasha in the street in the hope that's going to collect a lot of manure and a lot of other junk, a lot of garbage, and all of this garbage is going to serve later. He's going to take it back into his farm when he plants, when it comes to planting season. He's going to take it back and he's going to use it as fertilizer in the field. So Ziri's opinion is that since what motivates people to leave Tevin Vekash in the street is in order that it should gain Shvach, it should improve in value to be able to be used as fertilizer, so they only said Hefker Bezna Hefker on the Shvach. On the Guf HaDover, on the Tevin Vekash, there they never said Hefker Bezna Hefker. And Rav thinks, no, that Konsu Gufon Otu Shvachon. This is a knas midirabbanan. This is hefke bezna hefke. And not only did they penalize the shvach, they even penalized the guf. And the Gemara says, similar to this machlokes is, if you look further down, the Gemara has lemekitanoi. It's about 20 lines down. So it says, lemekitanoi, shtar shekosa by ribis. There's a shtar that says that Reuven lent Shimon $100,000 at 10% interest per year. So at the end of every year, in addition to paying owing him the 100%, $100,000 of the Karen, he owes him another 10% ribis every year. And the Adam signed on it. So can you collect based on that shtar? So the ribis you're not allowed to collect. There's nothing to discuss. That's ribis ketsutsa. You're not allowed to collect it. Shtar shekosa by ribis. So there's a penalty with the Rabbanon. Konsa moso ve'enugoy ve'loyas ha'keren. He didn't do an avera by lending the keren. The avera is by charging the ribbis. So Reb Meir obviously is of the opinion that konsu gufon otu shvachan, konsu keren otu ribbis. The chachamim amrim and the chacham disagree. Go v'sa keren avaloyas haribbis. He has a right to collect the keren. Not allowed to collect the ribbis. That's not a knas mida rabbanon. That's a din in the Torah. Not allowed to collect the ribbis. But the chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. Whereas Reb Meir thinks you have a right to make a knas konsu gufon otu ribis, Chum say you have no right to. So the Gemara says, lema, should I say Rav Domek Rav Meir Ziri Domek Rabbana? Rav said before on the second line from the top that kol hakoyde behem zocha is based on hefker bezna hefker. What motivated the person to leave his tevin v'kasha in the middle of the street is because he wants it to be mashbiach. So we really want to penalize him to serve as a deterrent. We really want to penalize him that whoever wants can take the shvach. Why should they take the guf adover, the teben, and the kash? He shouldn't make money. I'm not going to make money. So that'll serve as a deterrent. So Rab says, loy died, that we penalize the shvach. We have a right to penalize kansu guf and not the shvach. And Ziri says no. So the Gemara said, isn't that exactly the machlokes over here? Leimar abdi amikarab meir, you have a right to make a penalty kansu guf and not to shvachan. Ziri di amikaraban. The Gemara says, not necessarily toli zebze. It's similar, but it's not necessarily identical. Here there's a famous Tosfos. The Tosfos v'chachamim aimrim. People that never learned by the common know this Tosfos. Tosfos asks, when you lend money beribis to the other person, when do you violate the Avera? Only when you collect the ribis, or even when you lend the money? So that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, Shuma Milsehi. Gemara says over here also, the second wide line, on Laman and the base. Ad kan lakamra mea hosam, elib nishas ksiva doba le shuma. Loisisim and olam neshech, you violate when you lend the money, even if you never collect the ribis in the end. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, has the expression, Shuma Milsehi. When you make the Katsitsa in the first place, I lend you the $100,000 and I make you agree that you're going to pay back a certain percentage of interest, that's already a violation. Who violates the Avera? So the Malva for sure violates the Avera. The Gemara says the Loiva also violates the Avera. What is the Loiva's fault? The Gemara says no, the Loiva violates the Avera. And then the Gemara says the Edim who sign on the Shtar violate the Avera also. Los Hasim and all of Nesha. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. What's the machlokes? What do you collect with the shtar? Shtar shekasa by ribis. How can you collect the keren? The pashta says that you collect the keren based on the shtar. So Tosfos says, how can you collect based on the shtar? But the edim who signed the shtar obviously violated an avera. Unless you're going to say, it just says in the shtar that Reuven O. Shimon $110,000. Collectible a year from today. So that's $100,000 the keren and $10,000 the ribis. And the Edom didn't know why it's $110,000. The Loiva just said to the Edom, write a shtar that I owe Reuven $110,000. So they signed the shtar. It makes a hados baldin. The Mishnah says, Kosma shtar the Loiva al pishay mal v'imoy. So the Loiva, that's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. So the Loiva, the Das HaMeschayim, the Loiva tells the Edom, write a Mishtar that says, I owe him $110,000. So they signed the Shtar. So Tosfos says, it's possible that that's what happened, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like it's Mefurish in the Shtar. He lent him $100,000 and expects $10,000 ribis at the end of the year. So the Edom are in violation of the Avera. Maybe you can say that the Pasuk, where does it say that Abal Avera is Pasleitas? Al Tosh Yisad Chem Rasha Lies Eid Chomas. What does it mean in Eid Chomas? A person who compromises on his moral principles in order to make money. So the Malve who lends Beribis, he knows you're not allowed to charge interest. Malve lends $100,000 and he's getting 10% interest. So he's a Rasha de Chomas. He's violating the laws of the Torah. He's violating moral principles in order to make money. Or let's say a person eats non-kosher food because it's less expensive. He was brought up Orthodox. He knows that religious Jews, Orthodox Jews, are supposed to eat kosher food. And he doesn't want to spend so much money. So he saves money. So that's called Eichel Nevelis Litayoven. He's saving money. He's compromising on his principles because of Chemdas Mammon. So that's a Rosh of the Hamas. But over here, the witnesses sign what they get paid money because they signed the shtar that says with ribis, without ribis. They're not making any money over here. They just called upon them that they should testify, they should sign a shtar. So they know that it's not right, but maybe there is an aver l'sesim in olam neshech. The Edom will sign on the shtar also in violation of l'sesim in olam neshech. But maybe the din is that only al tosh yisot chem rosh elias eit chomas. Only in eit chomas is posulated. Only one who does an aver machmas chim with mammon. So Tosfos says wrong. That's a machloikas abai v'rova. That's one of the six rare cases where we paskan like abai. Usually, whenever there's machloikas abai v'rova, we paskan like rova. In the later generations, al pi pashtus, when the Amoraim voted on every issue, so ruba de ruba turned out that they voted like rova shita, except for six cases, that's the gematria of the Rashi Tevis of Yalkigam, not the gematria, the Rashi Tevis of Yalkigam. Those are the six cases that we paskan like Abaye. So this is Mem of Yalkigam, is called Mumar Echel Nevelis Lahachis. He's not Echel Nevelis Litayovan. It's not that he's compromising on his religious principles because the non-kosher food is much less expensive. He was never, he's a Reform Jew, a conservative Reform Jew. Reform. He was never brought up to eat kosher. This is not from his religious principles. Not that he's compromising on anything. So Rav Ataka is of the opinion that a Reform, an Orthodox Jew, a person who was brought up Orthodox, and he knows he's supposed to spend money on kashrus, and he doesn't want to because he wants to save himself money, there'll be posulatus. But a Jew brought up, a Reform Jew, brought up, and kashrus is not from his principles, not that he's compromising on his principles, it's not one of his principles. So Rav Ataka calls it his kosher leidus. Yes, the Tosafot says, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Abaye. The din is like Abaye. That's the mem of Yalkigam. The mumar echon nevelis lahachis. It means it's not l'teyavon. It doesn't mean lahachis. He wants to give get a heart. He wants to give God a heart attack. He doesn't think God's going to get a heart attack because he's going to. Not lahachis. We do things lahachis. We want to give the other person a heart attack. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is not going to get a heart attack. Lahachis means that it's not l'teyavon. So that's Tosafot's famous kashin. There's a long discussion. Mishlei Melech has long discussion on this Tosafot. But that's Tosafot's discussion. So getting back again. Yeah. Bezdin makle yanshin shaloi men adin. Bezdin has the right. That's the Braisa quoted in Sanhedrin daf mem vav mem aleph. And the on the side, on the margin, on the side of Mem Vav Mem Aleph, they give you two sources in Tosefta, but it's earlier than Tosefta. The Tosefta was authored by Rabbi Rabosha, the students of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. But this appears already in the Megillas Tainus. This is before the Tosefta. Megillas Tainus before the Mishnais. It was written down before the Mishnais, way before the Mishnais were written down. The Bezn Shamati, She Bez Makam Yenshe Shalai Meradin. Does it apply Bizman Hazeh? So the Shulchan Aruch, during the break, we were learning a little bit, some of us were learning Choshe Mishpat, so this is Simon Beis, I think, in Choshe Mishpat, that the din still applies even Bizman Hazeh, even nobody has any smuchim. They quote, the Meiri is of the opinion that to administer din in the Farshas, you have to have only Sanhedrin, has the right to give din in the Farshas Shalai Meradin, and that's not the accepted opinion. It says, the Zion Tuvi Ho'ir, years ago in the days of the Gemara, every community used to have a board of seven balabatim who would run all the issues of the community. Here in Broyes, they lived like 2,000 years ago. So they have Zayin Tuvi here. They have a board that consists of seven people appointed by the Kehillah. Every year they alternate. We're going to be the Zayin Tuvi here. And you got to be careful whom you elect because they have the ability to administer din in the fashas. The police may put him in prison, because the American government didn't give the Jewish community autonomy to administer din in the Farshas. But according to the Choshe Mishpat, they have the right to give Makam Yanshu Shalom and Adin, to give Malkus or Misa or Hepsid Mammon. Aye, the Gemara has a Machloikis in Yevamos, the whole Sugi in Yevamos, Taf Peches, Taf Peites, Taf Tzadik, goes on and on and on, three blot Gemara. Yeshkach Biar Chachamim Lakadov Ben Atur. The Chachamim were authorized by the Torah, Shmatem Es Mishmarti. Where is that? The last pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mois. So the pasuk says, "Shmatem es mishmarti levilti asos michukos atoy b'aso eile." It's a long pasuk. I forgot already how it continues. So the Gemara says, "What does it mean? Shmatem es mishmarti asum mishmeres lemishmarti." The opening mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Anshe knes hagdayla," who at the beginning of the Baisheni period, "Hey mamr shlosh advarim." So one of the three policies that they instituted was asay siog latar. You have to make harchoke. And the Gemara says asay siog latar is based on that pasuk, which matamis mishmati, the concluding pasuk in Parsha Zachrei Mois. So the Gemara says the Bezdin was authorized to make a gzera de rabbonim. They have a right to ask them in a Torah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to write with the right hand. If you're a righty, if you write with the left hand, it's kalachayad, it's mutam and ator, but it's also in the rabbanim. Menator, you're not allowed to carry if it's a rishus harabim. It's only a carmelist, it's mutam and ator, it's also in the rabbanim. And you have menator, chicken and milk is mutam, and it's only also in the rabbanim. So you have hundreds and thousands and millions of Gzeiros Derabbanan all over the place that's based on Mishmartem es Mishmarti. Then the Gemara says, not only Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim Aseis Yog LaTorah, even Aseis Yog LaTorah, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham Lakadovim in HaTorah. They tell us that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you shouldn't blow Shofar. And when the first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, same thing. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, first day Sukkot is going to be Shabbos also. It's the 15th of the month. It's going to also be Shabbos. So you're not allowed to shake a lulav. Even though shaking the lulav, Netilas lulav, the first day of Sukkot has been HaTorah. So we say, not only Yesh Koach B'Yad Chacham, Ma'aseis Yog LaTorah, Yesh Koach Lakadovim in HaTorah. But that's b'shevi al tase. They tell us don't fulfill the mitzvah of shofar and don't fulfill the mitzvah of lulav. Do they have even authority? Yishkach b'yar chachamim lakadot benatar bikum b'yasei. Do the rabbis have the authority to allow the balabatim to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath? So it depends. If you're a reform rabbi, you have more authority than an orthodox rabbi. Reform rabbis have much more authority. The orthodox don't give so much authority to their rabbis. Ein kach b'yar chachamim lakadot benatar.
Rabbi quoted 2 years ago with Eliyahu Navi, the Shaila, how could he get them to do? Rabbi said that for Shas and Chak, Talmud Chacham can.
Yeah, so that's this din. Yes. Shemati Shebezim Ayakim Bakim Yanshin Shaloi Menadin. They have the right to administer Misa, Malkus. It's Kumbi Asay. So the Gemara asks, but the Bavli comes to the conclusion. Yesh Koach Lakor is only B'Shevi Al Tasa, not B'Kumbi Asay. The Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out the Yerushalmi seems to pass like the other opinion in the Bavli, that Yesh Koach Lakor Afilu Bikum Biyaseh. But according to the Maskonas of Bavli, that Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim Lakor Dov Men HaTorah is only B'Shevi Al Taseh, not to put tzitzis in the Beged Shal Pishton. And the Gevshin is Gair Erev Pesach should not bring Korban Pesach. And you shouldn't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. All B'Shevi Al Taseh. But Bikum Yaseh have no ability to. So how does the Bezin have the right? How did the Zayin Tuvi, how did the seven members of the board and Broyers have the right to put people to death? The answer is Lohiru Asher LeMigdal Milsa Shani. So that's what the Gemara says. How is Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel? He violated Shechut Techutz. How was he allowed to do that? So the answer is that Lohiru Asher LeMigdal Milsa, it's permissible. So that's what that din is based on. Beza Malcolm Yanchin Shalom and Adin is Lahiru Ashra, Lamigda Milsa, Zeshkoach Lakar, Afila Bukum Liase. So we have many Takanas de Rabbanon, many Takanas de Rabbanon in the area of Dini Mominus. Many, many Takanas, where the Diminator is, I'm not chayv to pay, but the Rabbanon they make me pay. So the Gemara raises an issue there, and that's Sugya, in Yavamas Davtsad. The Gemara raises an issue. The Gemara quotes two or three, but there are hundreds. Every page in Nezikin and say to Nezikin, the Gemara has a takana de rabban in the area of dinim mominus, and they change the din. Min atorah the din is I'm not chayv to pay, and with the rabbanon, the bez is going to force me to give you money. So that's mamish gezel. How did bez not have the right to force me to give you the money? That's yesh koach laka bikum v'yasei, and it's not lohiro sure. These dinim are choshen mishpat. This is the din year after year after year. It's not lahiru asher the migdamils are going to accomplish something special. So the Gemara answer is no. Hefker bezna hefker, that mechanism is easy to solve all the world's problems. If you want to administer the death penalty, you want to give malchus a misa, that has to be lahiru asher the migdamils, because that's based on yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakadot menator bikum v'yasei. That's only restricted lohiru asher the migdamilsa. But if the kum v'yasei is in the area of gezel, that menatora he's pata from paying him. The rabbanon, the bez is going to force him to give the money, and it's gezel. Bez forces him to give the money to the other one. It's outright gezel. So the Gemara says no. Hefke bezna hefke. That solves that problem. So that's what the Gemara says over here. That the tanoim employed the principle of hefker bezna hefker to penalize anyone who leaves call him a kalkal and mishu saram. A guy leaves avda sekena maso and then mishu saram. A wise guy, he's blocking the traffic, and it's going to be a michshel. Someone's going to get hurt. The behem is going to trip. The people are going to trip. So they declared hefker bezna hefker. Whoever wants kol akodim zochi, you have a right to take it. So the Gemara says maybe the machlekes This is a twist. Till he get to the last line, or Malach Rav, till he get to the last line of Chof Aleph Manal, and the Gemara says, no. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is like by Mechazeres. It's a machlekes. How do you define Chotzer HaNizik? When is it called Shen B'Shusar Rav, and when is it called Chotzer HaNizik? And the same thing by Kofetzes, according to the Ramban and the Rif. Kofetz is a shayla. When is it called Chatzra Nizik and when is it called Rishus Aram? So here also the shayla Rabbi Shmuel by Makta Mokam, it's a shayla, is it called Shem Rishus Anizik or is it Shem Rishus Aram? But initially the Gemara thought no, that it has to do with the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is identical with the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The fellow was Makta Mokam. His property line goes all the way till here. He indented his house over here. And he leaves his stuff in the middle of the Shusa Rabin. It was never mafke that. It was never mafke it. The area in front of his house that he indented still belongs to him, and he retains the right to leave his stuff there. But the he gave the Bnei Rishus Rabin the right to walk there. So the shaila is, if I dig a bore in my front lawn, Gesundheit, dig all the burrows you want. But then the guy's mafke the whole front lawn and he takes down the fence. So the act of hafkara is asiyas habor. That's asiyas hamazik. Just like if he dig a burr in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, that's asiyas hamazik. So the balabor, you shalem. You call the balabor, even though Dina Mamas it doesn't belong to you. So here also, I dug a burr in my Rishus HaYochid, that's no problem. Do whatever you want. Then I mafke the whole Rishus HaYochid and I take down the fences. So the hafkara is an act of asiyas hamazik, but the shaila was hifkir rishus of Allah hifkir baro. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Does the fellow have the right to say, I give you permission to walk around and around wherever you want to go, but don't walk where I leave my peiros? The whole reason why I had indented my home from my property line is that I should have the ability to leave things in front of my house. So that's like hifke rishus. Well, hifke bar gives everybody rishus to walk there, but he retains the right. He retains the right to own a bar there, and no one has a right to fall into his bar. But they're right next to the rishus rabbi. Everybody does have a right to go. So that's not called asiyas hamazik. Hifke rishus. Well, hifke bar. So that was machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara thought, oh, that must be the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel over here. If the behemah is walking in the street, so if it's mechazeres, if the behemah has to stick its neck out in order to eat, in order to nibble and stop and see the rishus harabim, so this ikadam is of the opinion kuli alma loy pligi dechayevis. That is shem bishus hanizik mechazeres. When is it shem bishus harabim? If the animal eats the pears that are on the floor in front of him. If the animal has to twist its head, that's called Shem B'chatzor HaNizik. And keep pligi, when is there machlekes? By Makta Bokam, what's the machlekes depend on? Lema B'bor B'shus Kam B'fligi, again, the last four lines. Rav Dioma Potter, Rav thinks that the behemah eats the peris as potters because of a takona de Rabbana, because of Hefker Bezen Hefker, because of the Mishnah Laman Alman Aleph. That's how Rashi and Tais explain. That it says one kolam bekalklam b'shus harabim kolakoyde behem zocha. So you have no right to leave it. So if you hold Rav Diomar Potter, maybe he's of the opinion bar b'shus achayev. If hifke rishusai, well a hifke bayrai, the bar is a takola. So if he allows everyone to walk over there in the first couple amas where he indented his house, everyone has a right to walk there, and he's going to put peiros over there. And he's going to say, walk all you want, kizunta hate, but don't trip on my peiros. I mean, don't trip on my peiros. The behemoths have the right, the people in the behemoths have the right to walk in front of the peiros, in between the peiros, and behind the peiros. He gives everybody rishus, but he doesn't give them rishus to bump into the peiros. That's like hifke rishus or hifke baro. So maybe Rav is of the opinion, bar b'shus is chayev. When he's mafke his rishus, it's not really mafker over here. It's not like hifke rishus or hifke bar. It's not the same. This is over here. It's not really hifker over here. He gives everyone the right to go there. So Rav perhaps is of the opinion bar b'shus achayiv. So you have no right to leave your peris there if everyone can walk there. Since you have no right to leave the peris there, some of the rabbanon they said kol hakodim zocha. So that's why the behemoth potter. Not that behemoth potter because it's shen b'shus harabim. No, it's takir shen b'shus hanizik. But it's potter because of the hefker bezne hefker, because of the takon and the mishnah lamana manalof. Shmuel the yom achayiv, and Shmuel holds makta mokum is chayiv. Why? Because some maybe his opinion is bar b'shus is potter. Fine, I gave you permission to walk in front of the Paris and between the Paris and between the Paris and the building, but not to stumble on the Paris. They don't give you permission, so you have no right to go over there. So I have a right to leave the Paris. Like if Hivke Rishusoi, well, Hivke Boros, according to one Tana, there's no Asiyas Hamazik. He wasn't Mafke the Bor. You have no right to fall into the Bor. So that was, so if you hold Shmuel de Amachayev, if the Behemah eats it, they both hold that it's Shen Bishus Hanizik. But they argue, true, it's Shem B'shus HaNezik should be Chayv. It may be Medirabbanon. This Shem B'shus Shem B'bir B'sdeach should be Potter, because Kolam HaKalkalim Kol HaKoidim B'Izacha. So that's how the Gemara thought. Maybe the Machalik is Rabbi Shmuel, is the Machalik is whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Gemara says, no, on the last line, Amalach Rab, no, it's a Machalik is. How do you define a B'ir B'sdeachar? You don't have to say that it's totally zebizeh with the takona de rabbanon and daf lamed amid aleph. Machlekes, how do you, a local machlekes over here, how do you define a dir bizdeyacher?
Can you really explain again why Bisim's allowed to cause Gneva
Mizela
and not Misa?
Misa is considered koyach laka bikumi asei. Someone's violating lo sirtza, or you're giving malchus to a person, you're beating the person up. That's an avera. Lo yosef pen yosef. It says even when the shlech bezna has to administer malchus, you're not allowed to give one extra halakha, even though he deserves malchus. You only give what he deserves. But when it comes to mammon, it should have, the Gemara raises an issue. It should have been an issue of whether yesh koach laka bikum ve'aseh, because it's like sigzol. The Gemara says no, because we have a rule, hefke bezna hefke, they have the ability to be mafka the property. Once they're mafka the property, so no one's in violation of like sigzol.
Why are they allowed to be mafka?
Learn that from a pasuk. Hefke bezna hefke, learn that from a pasuk.
Aren't they both based on the din of melech, though?
Okay.
They're both based on the same din of melech, so then why would we say by hefke bezna hefke they can make it a din kavur, but by makimot shlomedim it's only l'rasha din of melech? They're both the same parasha of Melech. Why not say the Melech has the right to do whatever he wants?
He does have the right, but by Hefker, the Melech has the ability to be Mafker. So once he's Mafker, so there's no Isa Lo Sigzal at all. Masheini can to take a person's life, bottom line, it's Lo Sirtzach. The Melech has the right to kill people, Lo Hiroshon, Lo Migda Milsa. So the seven members of the board, the Zayin Tuvi here, have the din of government. That's the din of Melech. Melech has a right, the government has a right, Lohi Rosha, the Migda Milsa, to maintain law and order, they have a right to give Misa or Malchus. They have a right to be burned property, but they have the ability to be Mafke property, so that solves all the problems. Mafke the property, so there's no violation of Le Sigzol. Mamish, no violation. That's what the Gemara says in Yivam, is Daf Tzadik. When it comes to Takonis and Dini Mamnis, let's say, the Gemara gives an example, Habal Yerush Es Ishtoi. There's a machlekes hatanaim whether the husband yarshins the wife is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Happens to be a machlekes halacha lemaisa between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds a bal yarsh es ishta zoni b'derabbanan, and the Ravid paskins like the other Tana, bal yarsh es ishta is a din deraisa. So the Gemara says, how can it be a bal yarsh es ishta is derabbanan, but it's lo sigzol. The Yerusha really should go to her children. How come the husband takes the Yerusha? So it's v'chiyesh kach v'al chachamim l'akadom menator b'kum v'yasei. So the Gemara says hefke bez nefke. But that one line in the Gemara, that explains all the takonas de rabbanon and dini mamonis. That's the basis for all takonas de rabbanon. So that's what the Gemara explains over here. So the Gemara finally explains on Amud Beis. It doesn't have to be Toli Zebzei, Hivke Rishus or Hivke Boro. Is it Kolam Akalkalim, Bishus Arabim, Kolakoidim Zocha, because of the penalty of the Rabbana Hefke Besne Hefke? Or it's not Mekalkalim. He didn't violate the Isra of making a boar. So the Gemara is not, that's not the issue here. The issue is, how do you define a bir bizdeyachet? Okay, so the Gemara says, just like the issue was by Ilfa and Raboshia, also like that. Ilfa was of the opinion on the previous daf. If the behema nibbles, where do we say Ilfa? Chofam and Aleph, no? On the fourth line from the top. Behema bishusar am pashtetzobe ochlam agabi chaveta. Ilfa holds that that's called agabi chaveta, it's chotza nizik dami. That's a bir bizdeyachet. The Gemara says, should I say that there's support from the Brisa? The Gemara says no. Maybe the Brisa goes kofetzes. So Rashi interpreted kofetzes. Rashi in the Balamor often goes like Rashi. Balamor also learns like that. Kofetzes means that it's Karen. And then the Ramban had the same time against the Rashi that Tosis has on the Rashi on the Mishnah. How can you say Mechazeris is chay because of Karen? But it says Mechazeris is chayevis. Doesn't say chayevis chatzin nezek. So it doesn't say that kofetzes is only mishalem is katzi nezik. So he says, no, kofetzes means beima, the Ramban says in the pshat and the rift, the beima normally walks in the middle of the street and the sidewalks are for the people. Here the animal is kofetzes, it jumps to a different location and it starts nibbling over there. And that's not rugil, the beima is, no, they don't walk over there. So there the person leaves the peiris there, he has a right to leave peiris there. And that's called a bir bizdeyachet. So just like Ilfa, the topic of Ilfa was, this is a bir bizdeyachet. And Kofetzes was, Rava interprets Raboshia. Raboshia wrote a brisa, and he distinguishes between the behema b'shus harabim, hocha v'yochla p'tura, that's shem b'shus harabim, and omda v'yochla chayeves. Why? Why is omda v'yochla chayeves? So the Gemara, oh, Rava says that's Kofetzes. So Rashi and some of the Rishonim say, Kofetzes means that it's Karen b'shus harabim schayv chatzi nezik. The Ramban says no. You see that the Rif understood Kofetzes means the animal jumps to a location where it didn't belong. So the whole topic that we're discussing, Kofetzes and Ilfa, Pashtet Sarach Magabi Chavato, and the whole discussion over here of Mechazeres and Maktzamok, and the whole topic, we're talking about when is it called Shem b'shus nezik, when is it Shem b'shus harabim. We're just giving different degrees, different shiur. That's the whole discussion. And you don't need any takonas de rabbanon over here. It's not based on the hefker, but it's in the hefker of the Mishnah called Akoyde Behemzoch. Okay. Easy enough. Ubir bizdeyachem. Yeah. What's the din Arba Shamrim?
What's the Kedara for Migdal Milsa? What is so important that you could be, I guess, this group of seven or something like Eliyahu Navi can be Oker Davar B'Kum Be'aseh? What kind of thing? Meaning, we already said before, like driving on Shabbos. So if your community is not going to come because you're driving on Shabbos, so would that be
Migdal Milsa,
something like that, or something has to be much bigger?
That's a Migdal Milsa, but to allow it every Shabbos is not permissible for the Orthodox. The Reform give their rabbis more authority, but the Orthodox give their rabbis very restricted authority. It's only Le Migdal Milsa Lo Hirua Shoah, only once in a long while. But every single week to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos, that's too much. So the Orthodox would not give the rabbi such authority. But on one occasion, to encourage everyone, please drive to shul this Shabbos because we're going to have a big Chizukah Torah. Okay? So once in a long while, the rabbi, Orthodox rabbis do have the right to do it.
And it's a red, not just a bent, not to a group of seven like we have in Embroider. So Orthodox rabbi has the...
Okay. Same thing.
Does everybody know of a case that this heter, I guess, or tool was ever used?
Yeah, throughout the generations, it was often used. The Rambam gives you a mashal to understand how it works. So he says, when the Rambam was a doctor, so he gives a mashal for medicine. He says, sometimes a person has gangrene in a limb, and if you don't cut off the limb, you don't amputate the limb, then it's going to spread to the rest of the body, it's going to die. So in order to save the whole organism, you cut off a limb and you save them. So sometimes, to conserve Judaism, conservative Judaism, we want to save Judaism, so we cut off a mitzvah. We say, don't blow shofar when Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or don't shake a lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Shei v'al taseh. And sometimes you do b'kum v'yaseh. So the Gemara gives these cases. Yeah, over the generation, they always did. Once in a long while, they did something like that.
Is the same thing as aveir lishma?
Yeah, that's aveir lishma. Nachon, aveir lishma. Is yesh koach laker lo hayru asho lemigda milsa? Yeah.
I know in Europe a couple of times the communities killed people because of Moser. That's a totally different din.
Moser is considered a raidif because he made masa Jews and put them in prison, and they'll suffer and they'll die in the prison. So he has a din of a raidif even before he starts the mesira. Moser is a gemara, that is midin raidif. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What's the next mishnah? The Rabbo Shamrim, so the Shamachinim is only chayiv on Pshia. Shamasoch is chayiv even gnei b'aved, but he's potter on onsen. The Shoel is even chayiv on onsen. It's only potter on mesa machmas maloch. Okay. So the Shaila is, what if you have a Shamasocher, he's chayiv on gnei b'aved, but he's potter on onsen? Or you have a Shamachinim, he's only chayiv on Pshia, but he's potter on gnei b'aved and onsen. So what happened was an oinus. But the oinus was preceded with a pshia by the shamachinam. What if it's tchilasa b'pshia v'soifa b'oinus? The shema was not, he was negligent. He should not have allowed, he should not have left the pikudin in such a situation because he leaves it open to some kind of a hezek. But that hezek that we're concerned of, what we recommend, you shouldn't leave it like that, that didn't occur. An oinus occurred. But then it's an oinus that's connected with the pshia. It's not an unrelated oinus. Oinus that's connected. So that's a machlokes in bava metzia by shamrim. That's called chilasa b'pshia v'sofer b'oinus. Does it have the status of an oinus? So the Gemara has a chiddush that just like there's a machlokes amaroyim in bava metzia by chilasa b'pshia v'sofer b'oinus, do we still consider it an oinus? The shemachinam and the shemasocher are potter on onsin. Only the shoil will be chayiv. Or do you say no? Since it was tchilasa b'pshia, so the oinus is nishken p'tura v'oinus. You shouldn't have taken the bema there in the first place. You shouldn't have left the money in there in the first place. Even though later on an oinus occurred. So it's similar to that machlokes, the Gemara relates it to the niske mamono. The opening Mishnah says, and the Braisa keeps on repeating, "Mamaincha ushmi rasan alecha." If you are the Bailim, either the Bailim Asiya Samazik, or you're the Bailim Mendidi Mamnis, it's your Behemah. So it's your responsibility, ushmi rasan alecha. And if you're Pasheya and the Shmire, v'lo yishmerenu, where did the Tanaim get that Loshan ushmi rasan alecha? Because the Pasuk says, v'lo yishmerenu. Whoever is the owner has to watch it. So if he's Poshea Bishmiras Behemto, then he's held responsible. So what if he was Tchilosa Bipshia? He was Poshea, he was negligent, he should have really not allowed his animal to go over there on that farm because the animal can make a hezek. But that's not what happened because the animal went on the farm, an accident occurred, and that's why the hezek occurred, because of an oinus. So if it would have been an oinus, so you're not chayiv aniske mamona ba'inus. Adama mazik ba'inus is a machlekes harishayim. That's what we mentioned the famous tesis in the first daf in Haminiach, on Chav Zainam Beis, the mamaschal, the Shmuel Amar. So Shmuel tesis is of the opinion, not only adama mazik ba'inus gomer is potter, tesis came up with a whole bunch of steeris, a whole bunch of kashas. So in order to frame for all the kashas, murder is kashas, in order to frame for the kashas, they split hairs. So they quoted the Gemara in Bav Metzia, where the Gemara says there really should have been a difference between Geneva and Aveda. There isn't. The Shemachinim is potter on both Geneva and Aveda. The Shemachinim is chayv on both Geneva and Aveda. The Gemara said there should have been a difference. We really should have said that Aveda is a pshia. The guy's an incompoop. What do you mean he lost it? He's supposed to watch it. So you have a hole in your pocket. Yeah, he's carrying it in a shopping bag, and the shopping bag has a hole on the bottom. So he was Pashaya. That's a Pshia. He really should have said that Aveda if he lost it. He doesn't remember where he put it. So that's a Pshia. Should have been a Pshia. and Gneiva should really be considered an Einus. So we don't say like that. We say the Shamachinim is Potter on both, and the Shamasocha is Chaim on both. But in principle, there really should have been a difference. So Tosfos comes up with this fantastic Chiddush, which is not mentioned at all in Choshen Mishpat. They don't quote Tosfos' Shita at all. That we split between the two by Odom HaMazik. Zodom HaMazik, Ba'inus Gomer, like Ainus Kein Gneiva, then you potter, but Ainus Kein Aveda, then you would be Chayim. So that opinion and that, this famous Tosfos is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam and the Raibah both say Odom HaMazik Ba'inus Gomer is potter, and the Rabban in a few places disagrees, and he holds that Odom HaMazik Ba'inus Gomer is Chayim. Yeah, the Tosfos and Abdallah and Amenalef, he went to sleep and there were no Kelim. And then someone brought the Kelim afterwards. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that you're potter. So Tosfos interpreted Yerushalmi on Dalad Amin Al Kim the Kaifa Poshet. The Tosfos on Chav Zainam and Beis interprets that Yerushalmi that they quoted on Dalad Amin Al. They're on Dalad, they don't explain it. But on Chav Zainam and Beis they explain it because that's Einus Gomer. The Ramban says not because Einus Gomer, because the Nizik put his glass Kelim there. So Pshias on Nizik caused the Hezik. So that's why the mazik doesn't pay. But if there wouldn't be any pshias on nizik, the Odom HaMazik ben is gomer would also be chayv. It's a big chiddush. Odom HaMazik ben is gomer is chayv.
The Lashon Tosfos on Dalad Amin Aleph is that heim gomer lo. That's the reason that potter is
Is
that they don't mean
that gomer. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. So then there'll be a shtickle steer because on Chav Zainam and Beis, Tosfos interprets because it's Einus Gomer. It's not his fault. Someone else is responsible. Not his fault. The Ramban says you only potter if the Nizik, the owner of the Kelim, put it there. So the Pshias HaNizik caused it. But if a third party put it, neither the Mazik nor the owner of the Kelim, then the Ramban holds that the one who is sleeping would be chayv to pay. And Tosfos seems to say, Heim Garmalo, the one who put it, it's not the fault of the one who is sleeping, the one who put it. So if it happens to be the Nizik put it, so Pshias HaNizik, but you don't even need Pshias HaNizik. Someone else is at fault. The guy went to sleep is not a fault. So in Shulchan Aruch, we pass like the Ramam and the Raiva, Odom HaMazik, Ba'in is Gomer is Potter. They don't pass like that wild Ramban, that Odom HaMazik, Ba'in is Gomer is Chayiv. The Gemara says, Nofel Men Agag, on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the end of the second pair. Nof men agag beruch she'ena mitzuya is chayiv v'hizik chayiv al hanezek potter b'dal advarim. So he says ruach beruch she'ena mitzuya afir ruach so'orish al elio, even if it's a hurricane, a tornado which was not predicted by the weatherman, no one expected it at all. That's mamash odom hamazik ben is gomer. That's wild, that Ramban. So that the Ramban is not quoted lano. So let's go again. So if Odom HaMazik Ba'in is Gomer is a question, and the Rishayim have three different opinions. Tosfos had their fantastic Shtikul Torah, which is not accepted L'Halacha, and we pass like the Rambam and the Raivit that Ba'in is Gomer is Potter. But Niskei Behemto, that for sure, if it's Ba'in is your Potter. That says in the Chumash, V'lo Yishmerenu. That says in the Mishnah and the Braise, Mamoncha Shmirosan Alecha. If you're Pashea B'Shmiras Mamono, then you're Chayiv. On this game moment, but if you weren't Peshev B'Shmer, then you're not Chayv. So that's going to be the same Machlekes Amaroim that you have in Bava Metzia. If it's Trilosa B'Pshia, the Seifa B'Oinus, but the Chayv HaPater will apply over here by Shmira L'Nezikin. The owner of the Behemoth, the Kelev Agdi, the owner of the Kelev and they should have been careful not to let his animal roam around in a certain location because a certain hezek may happen. The animal may do kvitze and it'll smash the kelim, but that's not what happened. He let his animal go there, but the animal didn't do kvitze. The animal slipped and it fell and it caused the hezek. So that's tchilosa b'pshiyu, sofibanis. If he wouldn't have let his animal go there, it wouldn't be able to fall down. The sofo Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, the sofa ba'onis is connected with the tchilasa b'pshia. It's that if it's tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa ba'onis, totally unrelated, let's say tchilasa b'pshia, they told me, I'm a shomer on a behema. So they told me, don't take the behema on this highway, because on the news they said that the highway is very slippery because there's a lot of ice and the behemas are falling and they're getting killed. So I took the behema on that highway, and it didn't slip, but there was an earthquake, and the whole area, all the animals in the whole area got killed. Whether I would have taken the behemoth on the highway or not, the earthquake caused all the animals to die. Or there was an eruption. What do you call? The lava was
volcano.
The lava spilled all the animals in the whole area. Wherever I would have had the animal, would have died. So that's not called tchilas of b'shev sof ha'bainus. Tosis explains there in Bav Metzia. It's only if tchilas of b'shev sof ha'bainus, the onus is connected with the b'shia. I wasn't supposed to take the animal on this highway because it may slip. And then the end was, it didn't slip. A gangster was on the highway and he came with a machine gun and he stole the animal at the gunpoint. So that's sof ha'bainus. That's called sof ha'bainus. List of mezuyin is an onus, yeah. So that's going to be a machlokes in the Gemara. What's the din? Tchilas b'shev. We pass in tchilas b'shev sof ha'bainus is chayiv. So that's what the Gemara says. The only time naftlu will be potter because of sof ha'bainus is only if it's not tchilas b'shev. But the way we pass in tchilas b'shev sof ha'bainus is chayiv. So just like it's chayiv by the shomrim, it would be chayiv over here as well. The main discussion here is the second half of the Mishnah. The kelev shenotel charor levarach lagodesh ochel acharora. So the Tosis before quoted the Gemara. Tosis by mizgalgal mahu on the top of chof and menal. The Tosis quoted the Gemara here. He's chayv nezik sholem al acharorim shalem nezik sholem only if he ate the charora in the godish. A kelev shenotel charor levarach lagodesh. Whose Godish is it? So Tosis quoted the Gemara. The Godish belongs to the Balach Harara. If he stole the Caliph, stole a bagel from one guy, and he runs down the block and he eats it in someone else's backyard, that's not called Bir Bizdei Acher. Shen is only Chai Bechotzer Anizik if it's Rishus Anizik. If it's Rishus from someone else, you're not Chai. So it's only Bahalach the Godish of Balach Harara. Then Alach Harara Mishalom Chazin Nezik. Then it's called Shem Bishus HaNizik. And Alagodesh Mishalem Chatzin Nezik. So that's going to be the whole discussion. Why should that be so? So that's going to be the next topic. And what we're going to discuss with the Isha Mishum Chitzah and Isha Mishum Amono. Okay, maybe we'll stop here.